For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Hoopball Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Hoopball Pels is the show. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation, as always. Welcome back, guys. We are into October. It is the 3rd of October, the day that I am recording this, nice and early on a Sunday morning, to get you all your weekend podcast fix. There's been plenty going on over in the Peliverse. Lots to talk about today. We are heading into the end of training camp on Tuesday morning, I think my time, is the first game of the preseason against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Big game coming up. We're going to break that down a little bit, as well as talk about the ongoing NOLA.com articles that have been coming out, the Times-Picayune, succession plans for Mrs. Benson should she pass away, and what it means for the Pels and also the Saints going forward once that, I suppose, sad time happens. And then we'll talk about the big interview that I suppose has been doing the rounds that happened the day before, between Antonio Daniels and Joel Myers, two of the greats, interviewing a few of the guys on the team about the upcoming season. We got some candid takes from Zion Williamson, from David Griffin, which, I mean, candid take from him is a bit of spin, but otherwise we take it on face value. Willie Green spoke as well, and also Garrett Temple, which was fantastic to hear from him as well, as a new, I suppose, veteran and returning New Orleanian, or Louisianian, I don't know how to say it. So we're going to get into all of that today. But first, I might as well thank the sponsors. Realised I didn't do that straight off the bat last episode, so sorry about that. Sponsors, manscaped.com is back on board. Hoopball20 is the code. Use them and you'll get your 20% off and free shipping. Plenty to see over there. They've got every tool under the sun to go and look after yourself and have a shave and moisturise and all that sort of carry on the kids these days are doing. And, of course, mybookie.ag, if you are going to do your gambling, go and do it over there. And, you know, you can do your few casino games. You can go and bet on whatever you want. They've got plenty of different sports and stuff that you can bet on over there. So use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up and you get a deposit match, which is always good fun. We love free money. Money for nothing. The chips are free. I don't know if that's actually how it goes, but, the Dire Straits song, fantastic. Anyway, I'm rambling. Let's get to the point. So, we're going to start off by having a look at the articles that have been going out on the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com. There's been a few. I think they were doing five over 5 days. I've had a read of the first four of them. The first four were more about the Saints, and we had one Pelicans one that was more about what the future holds for the Pelicans franchise going forward in New Orleans, and really, really well written. Jeff Duncan's written one. Ramon Vargas and Jeff Duncan has contributed to the second one as well. I know there's been a fair bit going on with those guys. Have been flat tack writing those, so really, really fantastic articles, and definitely worth a read if you subscribe to to NOLA.com. I think it's $1 a month or something. Nothing too outrageous. But if you want to go and read some good journalism, go and do that. And of course, that's where Christian Clark's fantastic article about the David Griffin and Zion Williamson relationship also is located. So go and have a read of that as well if you haven't. So what it means, basically, in summary, in a high-level analysis of it all, is that Both franchises are staying in New Orleans for the foreseeable future. Mrs. Benson is 74 years old. She's left with no heirs. So for her, she has the entire Benson fortune at her fingertips. She's obviously the, majority owner of both the Saints and the Pelicans. And I guess the managing owner, I guess, or governor, depending on what term you want to use. And there are some succession plans in place. So, which is fantastic to see. When you've already lost one owner, obviously the late Tom Benson was a fantastic character. And obviously he purchased the New Orleans basketball franchise back in 2012, I think it was, if I recall correctly. And rebranded to the Pelicans after the Hornets was reabsorbed back to Charlotte and that franchise became whole again. Now, with him passing and Mrs. Benson taking control of the entire Benson fortune, she has put this succession plan in place. So Dennis Lauscher, sorry if I pronounce his name wrong, is the, I suppose, executor of Tom Benson's estate, as well as his right-hand man and Mrs. Benson's right-hand man. He's got his mitts all over both franchises. He's been fantastic in keeping it in New Orleans to date, and that, upon all of the interviews, is exactly the same mentality going forward. So the Saints basically tied to New Orleans for the foreseeable future. They've signed a big long-term lease that'll keep them at the Superdome for, I think, another 20 or 30 years or thereabouts. And the Pelicans come up in 2024, their lease. So I remember seeing earlier on in the off-season that there was this talk that the Pelicans will get shipped off. Those rumors have been put to bed because, essentially, Dennis has said that it broke his heart when the New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah when he was a kid, and he'd never see that happen. He's a native Louisianian, and for him, he doesn't want to see that happen to another generation of kids. So it's in his best interest that if the or when she passes and both franchises are then unsold, that they'll remain in New Orleans for the foreseeable future, which is great news. There's also talk of the Pelicans getting a new stadium. There's been a few places nominated as, I suppose, the area alongside the convention center, I think, was one of the places that was mentioned as a viable option. As to whether or not that will actually come to fruition, I'm not sure, but no doubt when the lease comes up on the Smoothie King Center at in 2024, there'll be something that will need to be addressed. Obviously, I was reading that the Smoothie King Center has the least lower bowl seats out of any stadium in the NBA, and so obviously you want to keep that. That's where you make your money, isn't it? It's the higher priced tickets, the ones a bit closer to the action. So if it's an outdated stadium and it's an older stadium, well, perhaps looking at rejigging is in the future of the franchise, and that obviously keeps it more there's more incentive then for any future owner to keep it in New Orleans if it's got the facilities to back it in and support this team. Now, whether or not that actually goes ahead, well, this already tied to doing up the Superdome at the moment, so that's got $450 million or something in that to fix that. So it's not chump change, and so we'll see what happens in the future. But it was nice to see that there is a plan in place, and the succession plans have been approved by both the NBA and the NFL. So, yeah, we're going to keep basketball in New Orleans going forward, and also football, which is what you want to see. Now we just need to get some on-court success, and that makes them even more likely to remain. I mean, winning fixes everything, really. That has to be the overarching theme, I suppose, of New Orleans sport, is that as soon as you're good, it's difficult, I suppose, sport in general. As soon as you're good, you become a powerhouse. You know, you have a look in any sport, there's these historical battlers, all of a sudden they get some success and all's fixed. You see the Clippers, you know, they were crap for so long and then all of a sudden started getting some decent players and started winning some games, and now they're one of those franchises that people are keen on. You know, what they buy it for, $2.5 billion, when it was a historical battler of a side. But, you know, winning in market and facilities and all that sort of stuff, it all starts with winning. And as soon as you're an attractive franchise and you've got that on-court or on-field success, your value goes up. So, all in all, really fantastic articles. Love a bit of print journalism, and words on paper are just fantastic to read. And they do a great job. So go and have a look at that, that series of articles there. I suppose the big takeaway is that once they're sold, Mrs. Benson has pledged to put all of the funds that she gets from the sale of those teams into a big foundation and pump it back into the city and into the state. So what a fantastic outcome for, you know, that city. And I mean, this is going to be X billion dollars. So you have a look at some of these NFL franchises that sell, you know, you're looking 2 billion plus. These same thing with the basketball franchises, the valuation on these things are astronomical. You can only be one of 32 NFL teams, one of 30 NBA teams, and if they expand, well, one of 32. But, you know, these are sought after, and billionaires love a little American sports team to own and rule over their own little kingdom. So, you know, not bad at all. So we'll see what happens. But good to know we're in safe hands. We're not going to lose the team in the foreseeable future, and hopefully that remains, and we get to support these teams going forward and they get to stay in NOLA. Okay, so after that, quick plug of what's going on at Hoopball. We have the draft guide is out. The Brewski 150 is out. If you're a Hoopball subscriber, there's Hoopball Fantasy Pass, the DFS Pass, Wager Pass, and the Hoopball 360. Go and get one of those, especially if you play fantasy. There's so much, like basketball fantasy. There's so much going on over there at the moment that you won't lose your league. Honestly, I can almost guarantee it. The amount of stuff, if you put the reps in and you read all the stuff that they're doing, well, you'll be doing something wrong if you're not in the top half of your fantasy league. Honestly, go and check it out. I've read the Brewski 150. Fantastic piece of work again from our fearless leader, Aaron Brewski. The projections are there. There's a streaming tool. I mean, It's fed you on a platter. So go and check that out. They have different subscription packages. It's not very expensive at all. I think it's like $5 a month or something for the base pass or thereabouts. Might even be cheaper than that. And if you get in the next month or so, I think, you can get it at the forever price of the original base price. I think the prices are going up towards the start of the season. So make sure you go and check that out ASAP and go and subscribe and support Hoopball. And that's what allows us to continue to put out all this good content. So go and check all of that stuff out. Also, as I announced in our last episode with Devin DeWolf, we are supporting Feed the Second Line. Obviously, the people of New Orleans and Louisiana have been getting absolutely smashed and are still recovering from Hurricane Ida. So if you saw my tweet, it's pinned to my Twitter. Go and find it. It's about winning a pair of Zion 1s. Now that we're back on speaking terms with the fella, go and win yourself a pair. They're comfy as. I've got two pairs here. I'll have another one on the way soon enough because I like those blue and gold ones. We'll see. I have a voucher to use. But you can win yourself a pair of shoes. This is coming straight out of my pocket, straight to your doorstep. All you got to do, like and retweet the post and donate to Feed the Second Line. You know, make yourself feel good and win yourself a pair of shoes. At the moment, you have a very good chance of winning it. So for the whole month of October, we'll do a live draw from all the people that do it. And you get to win a pair of shoes. Your own, whatever color you want, whatever size you want. If I can get them, you can have them. And yeah, just a little bit of giving back. So if you feel like doing that, I would love for you to support them and help out the city that supports the teams.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. So, next up, we had the big interview. It was an hour-long interview, the NBA SiriusXM crossover team preview shows. They've been doing a series of them, and the Pelicans were on last night. It was Joel Myers, Antonio Daniels, the old dynamic duo running the show, steering us through our Bally Sports broadcasts. They took to the mic and interviewed a fair few guys from the team and a few of the coaches. The coach, Willie Green. We start off with David Griffin. He, again, jumped on and talked about the difficulty of the COVID situation last year and how the feeling around the team has completely changed. Having people back in the training facility, and we saw good, nice pictures of the new floor on that with a four-point line, which you love to see, because that means that guys are going to shoot from there. Spacing. So we love to see it. He talked about that there's a different feel around the team this year, which is exactly what you want to see. I think having people back in, less of these restrictions in terms of having these COVID rapid antigen tests that they had to do flat out. He was saying they would come in the morning, say you wanted to come in and get treatment, go to the physio or whatever. You'd come in, you'd get your COVID test, you'd go back and sit in your car for half an hour, come in, do your treatment, leave, and then say you had training later on, you'd come in, get your COVID, sit in your car for half an hour, and come back and do it again. And if you were doing that and then pre-game and then a game, you either hang around the facility all day or you come in and take three COVID tests in one day. And you can just imagine, I mean, the human aspect of this is just astronomical. And I mean, these guys are doing it for our entertainment so that these people can, they get paid very, very well. But at the same time, back and forth from your house to your car to your COVID test to your car, into work, back to your car, go home, come back, COVID test, it must have been brutal. And he was talking about the Pelicans being one of the first teams to go on the big road trips when the hard lockdown rules for the COVID, for the NBA road trip stipulations, I guess, came in. And that was one of the long ones where they went to Los Angeles and then up to Utah. I think it was 14 days or 11 days or something. They got six games in 11 days. Basically, they can't do anything. So you would roll out to your game and then you go back to your hotel and you'd eat in your hotel and you sit in your hotel room. You couldn't do anything else. You'd catch up for the game, pre-game, and then that's it. I mean, for all the people that have had to do the 2 weeks quarantine when they've flown into Australia or into WA or in some of these different states that have the hotel quarantine restrictions, 2 weeks in a hotel room, brutal. I remember seeing them on TV. I mean, yeah, okay, it's a nice hotel, but at the same time, there's not a lot of space in them. And most of them don't have windows or don't have windows you can open. So you're literally sitting in a tiny little space. And when you're an elite athlete, the last thing you want to do, you want to get out and stretch your legs or be able to switch off. And I think when you're in these small confined spaces, it's probably pretty difficult to do so. So another one of those factors that they had to deal with the vaccinated players, they're not going to have to do that, I think, as much. The unvaccinated players are basically copying it again. So good luck to them. Good luck to their teammates that don't get to see the unvaccinated teammates contribute to some of the games and have to stay in the hotel rooms. But anyway, enough of that. We got to hear from Garrett Temple, and this was one that I really resonated with. I thought, as this veteran guy coming in who seems so keen on leading, he's very well-spoken, well-mannered sort of person, really impressed with his demeanor in the interview. He talked about being able to lead and being able to connect with these guys. You know, there's 15 years between him and some of the guys on the team. So when he went to Nashville and got to meet these guys and got to train with them, you know, he's having these conversations, trying to relate with them, trying to become, know that he's in their corner. He wants to let the guys know that he's a teammate, but at the same time, he can be a bit of a mentor. And you love to see that from the veterans on this team. I think JV said the same thing. Leading from the front, showing what the expectation is. When the leaders in the team step up and show what you need to do as a professional and how you last in a league this long, you know, that's all you can ask. And then all of a sudden that breeds a mentality of, well, he's doing it and he's lasted this long. Well, I should do it. I need to work hard. I need to improve. And the theme throughout all of the interviews was that they've working so freaking hard, really, really, really hard on the training court. Been a lot of sweat. There's been a lot of, you know, hard ball gets on and off the court. And, you know, you love to see it. You love to see these guys working for an opportunity to play. And that's what it is. You know, in terms of the starting lineup, the guards spots probably aren't set. You know, JV should probably feel his seat getting hot if Jackson is as good as he's saying. You know, the only two guys that are probably set in stone is B.I. and Zion. You know, thereafter, it's anyone else's game. We've got so many good wings and guards. You know, there's even talk that Trey Murphy could start at some point this year because of the ability to shoot. He apparently is just absolutely sniping at training, and he was in Nashville as well. He just can absolutely flat out shoot the ball, and being that sort of six, I don't know what he's listed at, 6'8" or something, but he's definitely going to be taller than that. The guy's 21 years old. You don't stop growing till you're about 26 or something. So he's gonna be pretty big. He can guard 1 through 5. So that versatility is something that looking forward to seeing. I really enjoyed the Willie Green interview. He talked about implementing the 0.5 offense, which is what the Suns run. That's why you got Mike D'Antoni there as well. 0.5 offense is essentially, no one holds on the ball longer than half a second. You either make a decision to shoot it or you pass it. The ball continually moves. You get across the halfway line faster so that you can have more time to spend getting in your half court set. Or you beat the defense back and you score easy. If the Suns can do it and make their way all the way to the finals in one season, well, you know, why can't we do it? We got players that are just as good as some of those Suns guys. Maybe not this year, but hopefully we can implement it and the guys buy in enough that we can make the playoffs and make some noise there and scare some teams. That's really what you want to do. You want to come in and absolutely disrupt the Western Conference. And it's possible to do. So looking forward to seeing that come together. He harped on being a defensive-minded coach. And Fred Vinson was mentioned as a guy that was taking over the defense this year as well. The mentality has been fight on defense makes offense easier. The one thing that I really took away from it was this mantra, I suppose, and I've heard it mentioned in a few of the interviews now, is good to great. We have a fantastic, solid, good core, good young players, good veterans, but good doesn't win you anything. Great is what people are remembered for. Good to great. Every single thing you do, good to great. And if that's the slogan for this year, well, I'll wave it. I'll march behind good to great, because that's what we want to be. You know, you want to see this team succeed. You want to see them get to a point where this team is memorable. This could be the most successful Pelicans team. You know, I'm getting ahead of myself. Of course I am. But, you know, could this team be great? Yeah, with the guys that we got, with the roster makeup that's there. I don't think we've ever had this many talented wings, wing defenders, and guys that are willing to buy in to this young coach. And he hasn't even coached a game yet, a regular season game. He's done a bit of summer league, but otherwise, you know, hopefully it comes together. And of course there's going to be teething issues. There has to be. It's another roster turnover. It's a new coach. There's more coaching staff come in. Jaron Collins obviously joined as an associate head coach or lead assistant. You know, these guys, it has to be some adaptation. Obviously, Zion hasn't had much of a preseason. He's been injured. So he's starting to get his legs under him as well after going really hard at the start of the summer from all reports. It's going to be interesting, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it all plays out once we tip off. And I think the Minnesota game is going to be a really good taster of where this team sees it, where it's at, I guess. The preseason games are going to be something that are going to be a really good preview into what we can expect going forward into the season. And you know, there's always the mid-season drag in January and February where the guys are just getting tired up until the All-Star break. But if you come out the gates early, bank a few wins, well, you never know where you're going to end up. Start strong, finish strong, and just bank enough wins in the middle to get yourself in the playoffs. That's all we can hope. I think we need to aim higher than the play-in. I don't think the play-in is a good benchmark. I think that's a cop-out. Saying that finishing 10th is a good idea. Or is it success? Is it better than last year? Yeah, but that's not what being a successful team is. You shouldn't have to play to get into the playoffs. You should earn your spot. So, that's enough of me on the soapbox about that. Zion Williamson was also interviewed, and it was probably his most candid chat that he's had for a long time. I really appreciated him opening up and speaking. It felt unrehearsed. You know, in Media Day, there was a sort of narrative that he was a bit pre-rehearsed, that a lot of his things were like, oh, fantastic question, and here's my pre-prepared answer, whereas this was from the heart. You know, he sat there and he genuinely said New Orleans is a city that he loves, that he wants to be a part of. He's a low-key guy, and this is a city for him. You know, and as a fan, and as someone that covers a team, you know, that's what you want to hear. You want to hear your franchise player say, I'm sure the coaches in the front office love hearing it as well, say that they want to be here. They don't want to cause dysfunction in the team. They want to win here. And they asked him about, he mentioned in his media day that he had this boulder on his shoulder. And Antonio Daniels asked him, where does that boulder come from? And he says he was watching the playoffs. And for him, he said, well, we're better than half of these teams. And I know we can be better and we should be in the playoffs. And I think it really put this fire in his belly that this team is good enough to be there and to make some noise in there. And when these guys start improving themselves, well, what more do you want? You know, these are young guys. They're not even close to their prime yet. And you just got to get the right pieces around them. And all of a sudden, the stars are like, no, we want to win. We want to win here. I think you see small market teams like Milwaukee win a championship, and it's possible. You don't have to be in LA to win. And I think that was so good for small market teams that Milwaukee managed to pull that out by having this homegrown star in, I mean, homegrown, he's been at Milwaukee the whole time, he's from Greece, you know, in Giannis, win it. Chris Middleton, second round draft pick, moved around a little bit, become an all-star. There's a whole heap of guys that, from all reports, aren't meant to be there. You know, aren't meant to be at the top of their game, being these perennial all-stars that win a championship. That's not how the modern-day NBA has worked out in recent times. So it's great to see, and it should fire up any small market team that thinks that they can, that they think they have to move to win. I don't think you have to. So really, really good for New Orleans about that. One of the other things he talked about was having... was referring to the ghosting articles that came out, and they're saying, oh, he's ghosting the team when, you know, we've talked about he's had this broken foot. And he said, maybe this is too open or too candid. And he said, well, growing up when it was just him and his mum and his brother in their apartment, and it wasn't the best time, and his mum had to work hard to get him to where they were, you know, no one was checking on him then. And you can understand it. These guys are having, I know you, as people around the team, they want to know where the players are, and, you know, that's the main thing, is that we want to know in this day and age where our people that we're invested in, I guess, emotionally, are all the time. And I think Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all those sort of things give us an access that probably didn't have 20 years ago, 30 years ago. We definitely didn't have this insight as to where people are all the time. And it must be like a fishbowl. You know, he said, he related it to the outside noise as well. He says, the outside noise doesn't bother me because no one was checking on me then. It doesn't matter if they're checking on me now, basically. It's reading between the lines is they can do what they want. He's just going to do himself. And if that's what your star's going to do, and if that's what he needs to do to be great, well, all credit to you. So yeah, all in all, really fantastic interview. A couple of other little hitters was that Jackson looks really good. He's doing a bit of everything. Zion has been working on his mid-range jumper, which I like to see because that will improve his free throws, and all of a sudden he becomes unstoppable. Nikhil is the most gifted athletic or most gifted offensive player on the roster. Is what we heard, and that was from Garrett Temple. So this guy's been around the league for a long time and heard that. Well, you know, Nikhil was very very grateful for that as well when you've got guys like Zion and B.I. on the team as well. So he was really, really excited to hear that. And, you know, if that means it unlocks him and he becomes a fantastic third string or third fiddle to B.I. and Zion, well, fantastic. We saw what he could do when he started, and hopefully he starts this year and we get another 20 points per game scorer. So looking forward to seeing that as well. Okay, so just to finish off, we're going to have a quick look at the Minnesota Timberwolves game. We've got that coming up on the Tuesday. I think it's the 4th we play. Every time I do this, I have to double check. But we'll take them on over at Minnesota. They'll fly up there and have a look. Yep, so we're playing on the 4th at Timberwolves. It'll be 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning for me, which is fantastic. Looking forward to having a look at that. Probably delayed, but that's okay for me because I'll do it after work. But we'll get a podcast out after that, and after I watch it, and we'll break it all down. What we need to see is ball movement, hard defense, and players earning their spots. You know, you want these guys to want to play, want to be there, play for their jobs. You've got a whole heap of guys that are all vying for a position in this starting lineup and in the rotation. There's a lot of good players there. And there's going to be a lot of players that miss out, unfortunately. That's the nature of it. But Minnesota Timberwolves have been a team that we struggled against last year, whether it was with Cat or without. You know, he was out with all the COVID-related stuff, and sad to hear about all these family issues that happened affected by COVID. He lost a few family members to it. And so he's come back beast mode, basically. I've seen from a few of the Instagram posts and all of the storylines about him is that Karl Anthony Towns is going to be a beast this year. And we've struggled traditionally against him. So we need to come out and stamp our mark on it. You want to see a bit of B.I., you want to see a bit of Devontae, a bit of JV, and how they're going to fit all together. We won't see any Zion. He's still a little while away. Season game one, opening night, I guess it will see him, is what I'm trying to say. He'll be there and we'll see what he can do then. But buy in, play the system, play hard, play fast, and have fun. I mean, it's not that hard. basketball's a fun game, and while it is a job for some people, you still need to enjoy it. It's a game at the end of the day, and you want to see these guys go out and put their best foot forward. Okay, so I reckon I'll leave it at that. Thank you for listening. This has been the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. We'll talk to you after the Minnesota Timberwolves game. Break it all down and, I'll speak to you then. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.